There's a well-known Lent song that no doubt at some point in the season we will be singing, the words of which are, "Change our hearts this time." Remember it? But what the prophet Joel pointed out to me this week is that he doesn't use the word change. Joel uses the word rend. Rend your hearts, Joel tells us on behalf of God. Rend. To tear something in two or more pieces. Rend. To wrench violently. Rend. To cause great emotional pain. Lent is meant to rend our hearts, to tear apart our priorities, to tear apart our attentions, to tear apart our complacency. But how? Well, to rend something, it takes opposing forces simultaneously in play to rend. So, Mother Church, following the teachings of its head, Jesus Christ, gives us a way to rend our hearts with opposing forces. Against our instinct to treat ourselves, we give up a pleasure. We fast. We rend through fasting. Against our instinct to put our needs first, we, as Joel says, quit our room, moving out of our comfort zones, and give alms for others. We rend through almsgiving. Against our instinct to go, 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 we, as Joel instructs, assemble as church and petition God for mercy. We pray so as to rend our hearts. We rend our hearts to break them open so that God's light can get in and God's grace to flow through. May your Lent bring about you know.